little ones are coming in to join us now, so if you know you had a little one in the preschool and they're not with you now, let someone know. I think everyone's accounted for. Wonderful. So we have one more covenanting to do this morning before we do our water service. At the end of this month, we will be saying goodbye to this beloved building. We chose this path, let's remember that. And we've worked really hard to get to this point in our history. And it's a beautiful moment, really. We chose this because this current building was never designed for a congregation this size. And we have a vision that's even bigger than that. And yet, we have loved this space. For 14 years, we have loved this space. So much has happened in this space. Weddings and child dedications, memorials, and just the weekly gathering of people in small groups and large. So that's just a part of it too. I want you to write those memories on that wall, really. It feels a little subversive, but just go for it. So during our time outside of this physical home on Ceres Drive, our activities will need to be different, but our commitment to the beloved community will remain unchanged. As I said, our congregation is made up of people, not of bricks and mortar. But change is challenging, and the opportunity for spiritual growth and deepening relationships is always lies in challenge. So the Committee on Shared Ministries and I have created a covenant for our time away, and I'm going to invite you to join me in this covenant as you are so moved. We'll be saying it a few times in the next few weeks and then over the course of our time at Angevine as well. So please, as you are called to do so, we, the members and friends of the Boulder Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, covenant to ourselves and to each other to stay connected with one another and continue to make Sunday services and fellowship activities a priority in our lives. If we find ourselves away, we will remember our words of welcome. No matter how long you've been away, nor how soon you will return, you are welcome here. To remain flexible, recognizing the gifts of embracing this change we collectively chose. To be gentle with ourselves and our fellow congregants, to assume good intentions, and to work to mend any feelings we may have hurt along the way. And no matter where we are, to continue to serve the congregation's vision of bringing love and reason to life and building a just and compassionate world as we envision returning to our future home for our growing and vibrant fellowship. May it be so. Amen.